Hey, Mama. Welcome to the Raw Mom Life podcast, where we talk about the rawness of motherhood and marriage, from mental health to habits and everything in between, all with vulnerable talk to allow you the space to know you're not the only one. My name is Amber Wilfert, mama to three girls, just doing my best every day, even if my best looks different every day. Get ready to laugh and sometimes cry, but always with a good cup of coffee. Let's go. Hey, Mama, welcome back to another episode of the Raw Mom Life podcast. I want to talk today about not doing everything for your kids. Kind of a weird topic, but at the same time, it's really important. And so I'm going to talk today about things like food, getting ready, chores, talking and listening, like the conversation we have with them, and also mistakes and allowing our kids to make mistakes and go through some of those hard things. So let's start with some of those like simple lessons of like how to in life. So when you have small kids, it is so easy to just get their plate ready and give them food, right? It's easier, it's less messy, but it does not give them that important lesson of how to do it at an early age. And so instead of preparing their plate and then bringing it over to the dinner table, put the things on the table and let them scoop it. Let them scoop their own yogurt. Will it be more messy? 100%. Let them pour their own milk. Will it be more messy? 100%. But you could pour the milk into a smaller pitcher or something for them to use to pour into their own cup. But when you give them that opportunity, it empowers them to learn. It empowers them to feel like they have a say in their food. Or even as they get a little bit older, like giving them that choice of picking the food that their body needs. And we have gotten into this before with Amelia Sherry, who was the author of Diet Proof Your Daughter, about raising kids in a society where we need to look a certain way, we need to eat certain foods. Giving them that opportunity to give their body the fuel it needs is a good life lesson for them because they will carry it into their adulthood. And so if you think about it, when you are giving them limited something, you are not allowing them that freedom to overeat and to overindulge and to learn a lesson that way. And it might take them a few times to learn that lesson. So let's say you're limiting them on a lot of those like junk style foods. You know that when they go to their friend's house, the older they get, they are going to binge on that stuff. Or when they get to adulthood, they're going to binge on that stuff. And I mean, that is like food, technology. I mean, you can relate that to anything. But just a little lesson on that, like, think about that long term. Giving them power over their choices of food now, when they are younger, it is going to be very powerful for them growing up. It also brings in a trust factor. Like, I trust you to eat what's good for you. And even in that those little stages, like, I trust that you're going to eat what's good for your body. Because think about your babies. Your babies nurse or they drink their bottle to their desire and to their fullness. Trust your other kids. Trust them as they get older to continue to make those choices, okay? It also takes some of that work off of you. Like, you feel like you have to feed everybody constantly, and we do, but when you give them a power of choice there, then it takes some of that pressure off you, right? So you could set a schedule for like, it's 2 to 3 p.m. is snack time, and here are your snack options. So you're not just giving them free reign of the chocolate chips or something in the cupboard, but then you have this like set, here are your snack options for today, have at it, right? Here's the snack time, or this is the amount of snacks we have available for today. If they run out, they run out. So like learning to eat when your body's actually hungry and not when you're bored. There's so many lessons that can come out of you not doing everything with them when it comes to food, okay? If you haven't already listened to the episode with Amelia Sherry, please go back and do that. It is a wonderful interview. Just she gives real advice for how do we help our kids be successful eaters, but also have a successful, beautiful relationship with their own bodies. Another thing that I think we can let go of as moms is, you know what I just realized? This episode is still about the mental load. I talked about the mental load in the last episode, but these are things that I have come to realize that they do not only help my kids, but they help lessen my load. So like helping them get ready for school, for instance, you don't have to do everything for them. I like to help my kids do some of the stuff, but like they've got to learn responsibility too. So think about, are you going to do everything for them for the entire 18 years? And then what? They go off into adulthood and they don't even know how to do a load of laundry. They don't know how to make a box of mac and cheese. They don't know how to put away the dishes in the dishwasher or clean a toilet, right? You think about some of those things. It is important for you to let go of some doing some of the things for them. So anyway, back to getting ready. Teach them how to brush their hair so they can do it themselves. I just kind of run through the checklist. Sometimes I'll help them like, okay, you have an extra snarl here. Can I help you? But I'll just run through the list of like, these are the things that we have to do in the morning. Let them get dressed on their own as long as it is following the school rules and it is, you know, modest or whatever your rules are for getting dressed. Just let them wear it. If you are a mom that loves your kids to be in like cute, stylish, trendy outfits, that is not me. But if you love that, okay. I just want you to think about what is that doing for your mental load? And what is the long-term goal here? Yes, you want them to be able to dress themselves and like match and maybe be in fashion if they want. But also, what if they don't do a quote-unquote good job? Does it matter? Right? Why do we put so much pressure on ourselves at times for our kids to look a certain way? Let them dress in clothes that they feel comfortable in, that they feel good in. Don't force them to wear stuff just because it's trendy, okay? That can be a tricky one, and I'm not trying to put judgment on anybody, but that is something I learned from early on, was I can let it go. Like that is, it is okay if she goes to church wearing a boot and a flip-flop, because that was the case for one of my kids for quite a while. In fact, we had somebody comment on it one time, like, her legs aren't going to grow the same. Okay, ma'am. Thank you for your advice. That was unasked for. And again, like I'm not, here I am maybe giving you advice that you don't want to hear, but if you need something to let go of, let go of how they get dressed and let them get dressed. Quit picking out their outfits for them, right? I think moms carry so much pressure and weight. And I have been working so hard to learn, like, what can we let go of? What in the long scheme of things doesn't matter? What things can I put responsibility into my children's hands for? Like, what can they do to show responsibility, to learn responsibility? And these are just some, like, little things, but that they can add value to everybody's life. And then with that, chores. I mean, do they ever do it the way I would do it? Like almost never. My almost 13-year-old can do a pretty good job of like picking up the main floor, vacuuming, but like it is better to teach them how to do stuff around the house as part of the family, then have to take that on yourself so your house looks a certain way. Does that make sense? My kids have been doing chores from early on. We have tried different like chore charts and things like that. I know some people have the opinion of you're part of the family, you just do these chores. Some people use bribes. I am one of those people. So if you need to be, okay. But it has really worked well for us for, this is the thing that has worked well for us the most, like for the longest time. And I've talked about it before that if my kids want to earn their tech time, they have to do a chore and they have to do like their homework and music practice. So my kids always ask, what's my chore? And again, do they do the best job if I'm not helping them? Not always, but again, it's helping me. It's helping them. Let it go if the dishwasher didn't get loaded the perfect way you wanted it loaded. You can adjust if you need to, if you need to squeeze a few more things in or whatever. Do they sweep the floor to the degree I do? I'm like, did anybody actually sweep the floor? But they got some of the crumbs, and you try to accept that, right? When they wipe down the bathrooms, they don't always move things. But they are learning. My kids all know how to scrub a toilet. My kids know where the vacuum is and how to get it out. My kids know where the cleaning supplies are. My kids know how to unload a dishwasher. And when they are adults, I hope they look back and think, wow, I'm glad that we had the opportunity to learn these things. Because not every kid that goes off to college knows how to do a load of laundry. Do my kids still need reminders of that? Yeah, I don't make them do that part consistently, but you have to do what's best for your family, but just giving them something to do. And like when it's, you know, they ask what their chore is, a lot of times they'll look around to see if something needs to be done. And this comes back to giving them that power of choice. I will sometimes give them options if there are a few things that need to be done around the house, or if there's nothing like super specific that I think needs to be done in this moment. I'll say, pick up the whole main level or put away the dishes. I'll say you can organize a cupboard. You can deep clean under your bed. Like, just give them a few options. Unless, again, I need something to be done, then I have them do it. Like, organize the shoes. They are everywhere right now. And it can be something small that is just bothering you. Like, I already know today my 8-year-old's chore is going to be pick up the main level, because she's got random little toys that she has like built up in places, and she's got sweatshirts on the floor out there. And so I specifically did not pick up myself this morning so that I know what her chore will be this afternoon. So again, just learning to let go of some of those things can really help your mental load, and it teaches the kiddos a good lesson. Now, kind of twisting it a little bit. So a lot of times we'll have conversations with our kids, and one thing you can let go of is putting words in their mouth. Let me explain. I've been recognizing lately that when I'm having conversations, I'm really good at finishing people's sentences. So if you've noticed this about me before and it annoys you, I apologize. I'm going to try and stop doing that. But like, especially with my kids, letting them complete their own thoughts, right? And so many people do this for adults. No. And so many adults do this for kids, especially the quiet kids. So I think of my Maria. She is just a generally a quiet kid. She is going to really think about her answer before she gives it to you. But many people in our life do not give her the wait time to answer a question, and they'll put words in her mouth. And I've done this too with people. Like, I admit it. And I've done it with my kids, but I'm trying to be intentional about, like, my 8-year-old said, Mom, I can talk to you about anything, right? And I was like, yep. And then she started talking to me, and I just sat there and listened to her instead of trying to coax more out of her. And to some, you know, sometimes you need to do that. But like, she was ready to have a conversation with me. And now that I'm like speaking this out loud, I think sometimes a good thing to do in a conversation is say, do you want advice? And especially with your kids, I've seen this on Instagram. Do you want advice, or do you just need to vent? Do you need advice, or do you want me to just listen? And you can say that right away in the conversation, or you can say it after they've talked to you. But just practicing listening with your kids is a really good skill. And I think especially as they get bigger and they get into some of that harder stuff, then they'll come talk to you about it. I'm really working on this as my kids get into like their teen years, because I don't want them to think every time they come to me, they're going to get advice. That might not be what they want. Like, sometimes I think about myself. I despise when I get unsolicited advice. Like, I go to people where I'm like, I just need to vent. And my husband has really learned that too. Like, he's a fixer. And he used to try to fix it. Like, I just literally need to complain. Okay, just let me complain. And sometimes your kids need that. And so respect that. So to just really practice listening. And then one last thing I want to touch on that we can let go of is trying to protect our kids from making mistakes. Mistakes are so important. Think about all of the life lessons you have learned from the things you did incorrectly. And I think about that. So I listened to, if you don't listen to Hidden Brain, it is a podcast all about like the psychology of the brain. And it fascinates me. My husband and I both listen to it. Not always, we don't listen to it together necessarily, but we'll listen to it and then be like, did you listen to this episode? And anyway, I listened to one this week about mistakes and how important it is for us to make mistakes, but to do it in an educated way. So like she gives this example, like one company comes in and says like, let's fail. What do they say? Like just that it's important to fail today. Let's fail today. But like you've got Toyota cars where it's like, no, we don't want to come in and fail, right? But they have a system in place so that if anybody sees any sort of like potential mistake, they have a whole system in place so that they can get it fixed before it blows up. But like your kids need to know how to recover from mistakes, okay? They don't need you to protect them from every little thing. So even just like simple, like I was supposed to get this done for school. I chose to hang out with my friends after school. Now I'm paying for it because it's 10:30 at night. I'm not really in that stage yet. I feel like that's probably coming as they're teenagers. But, you know, you just think ahead of like some of those things that they could choose and then end up making a mistake. Or I don't know. I just think it is so important for our kids to fail. And in this society, we try to avoid that. But there are so many life lessons that can come with making mistakes. So in that regard, like you can really have a conversation with your kiddo about a choice they need to make, a decision that you can give your thoughts. But like if it's not going to be like a grave danger, a giant consequence, let them make a mistake occasionally and have to recover from that and then be there when they need to recover, okay? And just, you know, give them all their options. So anyway, I thought it was such a great episode. I'm actually going to link it in the show notes because I thought about that for us as moms so much. I kind of think about, you know, like if a kiddo messes up in school, like does something stupid, hits a friend, calls somebody a name, is causing drama, I don't know, cheats on a test. It is not our job to go and immediately defend them. It is our job to help them admit their mistakes because that is another important life lesson. I literally just had a conversation with somebody today. She was frustrated with me about something that happened. What actually happened was she and I miscommunicated on what her needs were. And so she ended up very frustrated with a situation that happened that I kind of like led. But she never admitted to not communicating with me her needs. So it was frustrating for me because there I was admitting like, yeah, I'm sorry that that was frustrating for you. I know in the future, I apologize we miscommunicated. Like, we'll do better next time. But like from her side, there was zero admission of a miscommunication. And so I'm not saying I like needed that in the moment, but it was just obvious to me that lack of being able to admit her mistake. And so I think it is our job to teach our kids to own up when we make a mistake. In the same way, we are teaching ourselves that when we mess up as a mom, we admit it, we apologize, and we do better. And I think like our generation is doing such a good job of that. Just like, I'm sorry I yelled. No buts afterwards. Not, I'm sorry I yelled, but you were frustrating me. I'm sorry I yelled. And you try to do better next time. Does that mean you're never going to make another mistake? Hell to the no. Like, we are human beings and we are going to make mistakes. But just know that these little things that you can do for your kids or not do for your kids can be really good life lessons for both of you. And they can also help lessen your mental load. So take what you want in this episode. Go and listen to that episode from Hidden Brain about making mistakes. And just know you're doing a really good job. And sometimes these little tips that I love to share or that I hear that I share with you, I mean, they can really make a difference. The tiniest thing can make a huge difference for you. So I hope you took a tiny thing away from today and that you're able to lessen that mental load and grace when you make mistakes, and to know that, like, I know you're doing a great job. You are doing the best you can, and we're here to support each other. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Raw Mom Life Podcast. If you love anything you heard today, share it with some family or a friend who might resonate with it as well. I love to hang out on Instagram, so come find me over there for some more laughs and maybe a few tears as well, but always a good cup of coffee. Mama, I appreciate you, and never forget, you are never alone.